come. Behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
To cover today regarding the trials from President Trump. Good news there, the upcoming election, some strange things there, the strange information flying out from so many sources about the harmful jabs. A lot to cover on that today. The continual battles across the world against these demonic fools trying to take our freedoms away. We've got to look into this, just constant reminders of what we're up against and how we need to stay in prayer, okay? So here we go. Folks, just a reminder, August 11th through 18th, 2024, we're going to be at Sea with LT. We're going to have a blast hanging out together. And if you haven't made up your mind on what to do yet, I just encourage you to check it out. We're going to be in some amazing places, August 11th through the 18th. Departing from Seattle, Washington, you're going to explore the gorgeous ship you'll call home for the next week. Enjoy your first of many great dinners while meeting the other travelers on your cruise, those And We Know Cruisers. It's going to be great. And together, you're going to open your week in worship. We're going to have fellowship and anticipation of all that God's going to do that week. And the day two group is going to be pretty amazing because we're going to have a day at sea, a morning devotion, and then we're going to have a treat of coming together with some music. And I'll be basically explaining how all of this came together. We'll head to Juneau, Alaska, Scenic Cruising, Endicott Arms, Sitka, Alaska, Ketchikan, Victoria, British Columbia, and then we'll finish it up. So I hope you guys join us. We're going to have a blast and looking forward to you signing up in that andweknow.com. You'll see it pop up there for you today. Okay, check it out.
So when you talk about the economy, of course, it is by far the most important issue for voters. It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by a wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. They say that in polls. And part of the reason for that may be the numbers. And you're aware of many of these, of course. The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic.
For those listening, I got to pause here and just tell you that it's not Fox News. It's not Newsmax. It's actually Communist News Network airing a brutal two-minute takedown of Joe Biden.
Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office. Economic growth last week, far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low. With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
We've already turned around. Look at the Michigan survey. For 65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think the nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape. The polling data has been wrong all along. How many you guys do a poll with CNN? How many folks you have to call to get one response? The idea that we're in a situation where things are so bad, we've created more jobs. We're in a situation where people have access to good paying jobs. And the last I saw, the combination of the inflation, the cost of inflation, all those things, that's really worrisome to people with good reason. That's why I'm working very hard to bring the cost of rentals down, to increase the number of homes that are available. But let me say it this way. When I started this administration, people were saying there's going to be a collapse of the economy. We have the strongest economy in the world. Let me say it again, in the world.
although GDP last week was far short of expectations.
Oh, it wasn't.
Wow, kind of shocked.
Look, GDP is still growing. Look at the response of the markets. Overwhelmingly positive. Overwhelmingly positive. And one of the reasons why people feel good about it not being as strong as it was before is they believe that the Fed's going to respond.
They hope they're going to get a rate cut.
Yeah. Well, so, but I mean, no president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%. But look, people have a right to be concerned. Ordinary people, the idea that you bounce a check and you get a $30 fee for bouncing the check might change that. You can't charge more than $8 for that. Or your credit card.
I changed the $30 charge to an $8 charge. Who's playing this guy?
You know, your late payment, $35. I mean, there's corporate greed going on out there. Oh. And it's got to be dealt with.
It's got to be dealt with.
So, voters.
Oh, boy, what a character they're putting out for all of us. And they list all the things that he's doing wrong. Are they doing this to replace him, or are they just doing this to wake us up? Who knows? But you know, it's some other interesting things going on. Do you guys know Barron Trump is to step into political stage as a delegate for Republican convention? He's actually 18 years old, turned 18 in March. He's going to serve as one of Florida's 41 at-large delegates to the Republican National Convention. Let's hear what President Trump had to say.
Well, to me, that's very cute because he's a very young guy and he's graduating from high school this year. He's a very good student, very smart. And I think that's great. I think it's very interesting, too. But he's pretty young, I will say. He's 17.
17. 17. Why would he say that number?
But if they can do that, I'm all for it. I think I'm all for it. And he probably would be, knowing him, he would probably be for it, too.
He'd be for it, too. And they're having a good time getting this information out. And also MSDNC, they're struggling because President Trump keeps getting more popular by the day.
Another thing interesting in this polling was more independents said that they worry about President Biden weakening democracy than Trump, 53% to 42%. What do you make of this?
I find it shocking, honestly. I can't, you know, make sense of that number. I wish I could. I wish I had some really great insight to it. But I don't know if it's an outlier or not, because the other numbers with independents and Biden are going in the right direction. So that may be it. But also, just one thing I wanted to add on to what Basil said. You know, this trial's not on TV. You guys do a great job reporting what's happening. But if there aren't those images coming out of the courthouse, people feel like they know this story. We've heard about it for a long time. So it doesn't surprise me that they're not interested.
Well, thank you both so much for being here, Basil Smith.
Very interesting how these guys just keep falling apart. Another win for Trump. Fannie Willis case is now delayed thanks to Santa Surfing putting this out for us. Trump secures another win and bids to slow the criminal prosecutions, right? Georgia appeals court agreed to hear President Trump's bid to disqualify the district attorney prosecuting him for trying to overturn his election loss in the state. Remember, Fannie has threatens to defy a subpoena and will not testify before Georgia's Senate committee. Republican committee chair threatens to hold Fannie in contempt. Huh. Well, these entitled liberals, they think they are so above the law. Looks like the tables are turning. Also turning for this guy. When we saw the prosecutors, Jack Smith, going after President Trump with those classified documents that went Mar-a-Lago, well, check out what happened.
The FBI brought props to enhance the Trump crime scene photos. The FBI agents who raided Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home brought cover sheets reading top secret to use as placeholders in their gathering of classified documents. So the photos of the evidence included the FBI's fake cover sheets. Apparently, the FBI's new policy is, if you want something done right, fake it yourself. Who needs to tamper with evidence when you can just bring your own?
Please like, comment, and subscribe.
How about that? So the new FBI building, President Trump said, should be built in Washington, D.C., not Maryland. and be the centerpiece of my plan to totally renovate and build our capital city into the most beautiful and safest anywhere in the world. The FBI must be in walking distance to the DOJ building, in that the Department of Justice and FBI have to work closely together. A two-minute walk to a meeting is far better than a traffic-laden two-hour drive to Greenbelt, Maryland. Likewise, having the FBI in D.C. is important for ending violent crime, which I will do quickly. So yeah, they're up to no good. They're always planting evidence, and they got caught in the courtroom, and the judge wasn't going to hear it. And guess what? They lost this one. Old Jack Smith just walks out and realizes he's been caught planting these documents, and it's all up for them on that one too. And so, of course, you go to Fulton County, Georgia. Remember, we showed you Wednesday some of the proceedings going on with the election. President Trump actually said Fulton County, Georgia acknowledges in a major consent decree that 3,600 individual ballots were duplicated, 36 batches. That's a lot of crime. When are the rest of the facts coming out? Well, we are all waiting. This is just the beginning. So we're going to see a lot more, according to President Trump, of these shows showing that, you know what, the case should be closed. Once you realize that ballots are missing or unaccounted for, well, you need to wake up. And this one I didn't play on Wednesday. Let's check this one out.
Does the investigation confirm that there are missing ballot images?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know why 380,761 ballot images from Election Day machine count are not available?
We subpoenaed Fulton County for all of their ballot images. We received approximately 518,000 ballot images.
From Election Day?
Those are for the recount.
Those are from the recount, but we have no ballot images for 380,761 ballots from Election Day, correct?
What was subpoenaed was the ballot images for the recount, because that's what this case was about, not the Election Day.
Does Fulton County know why there are not 380,761 ballot images from Election Day?
As with the investigators, we have not been apprised of this allegation. This is the first I'm hearing about it. I have no idea what the basis of that allegation is, and so we would have to.
We can't answer that at this time. We're just, it's the first I'm hearing about it. So remember, Tucker in 2021, what does it look like exactly? Well, 2024, does the investigation confirm that there are missing ballot images? Yes. 380,761 ballots with 3,000 plus double votes. Secretary of State confirms the recounts could not replicate the original results. In other words, the first recount, fraudulent. The second recount, fraudulent. The third recount, fraudulent. And then Fannie Bang Bang Willis fornicates on top with an injury trial agent on taxpayers' expense. Brian Kemp and Rat Raffensperger belong in prison. And United States Congress certified the overthrow of your government. They all knew it. Oh, man, what else would come out? Oh, you remember when President Trump mentioned the DOJ? I thought it was pretty cool timing, because remember, around the same time, we had the PSYOP release video. Remember, we showed you that. The PSYOP, fourth PSYOP group, sent a message in their latest Ghosts in the Machine 2 video. Ultra Gutsy Sheila happened to put this out. If you put the watches in order by the time displayed on them, then look at the dates on the watches. It's 11.11.18. Well, if you go to that 11.11.18, we get the information from the Intel board. America will be unified again. Huh. The watch is in order that they appear in the video. 154, time on watch is 10:11. 227, 8:42, making it the first watch. 234, time on watch is 8:45, make it the second watch. So the first watch has a date of 11, second watch date of 11, the third watch date of 18. Boom. Even better is, for anyone who doesn't know, the 11-11-18 is the IP address for the Department of Defense when you go to your computer. Type that in. We actually had that from Drop 3579, Route DOD, 11-11-18. America will be unified again. Future proves past. Huh. Even more so, if you want to go a step further, Mark 11-11-18 says, Jesus entered Jerusalem, went into the temple courts. He looked around and everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers"? House of prayer. Watching this all come together, and you notice the DOJ, DOD, FBI, a lot of weird comms coming out lately, and America will be unified again. Well, speaking of American, here's some amazing American products for you. My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty-grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today."
Ever want to guess how much we've spent on homeless veterans in 23? $3 billion. 66 on illegals. $3 billion on people who have laid down their lives for this country. Can anyone explain up there why that makes sense?
That's, and one is just looking at a very, very narrow slice.
No, no, I'm using the same numbers. I am using apples to apples. You know the answer because I do. I do. So I appreciate your opinion, of which you have no facts on, but let me continue and let me educate you some more. Might want to get a pencil and paper and take some notes because I'll help you do your job. $5.8 billion in SNAP. $10 billion in Medicare, $8.2 billion in uncompensated hospital expenditures, $3 billion for primary and secondary education for illegal immigrants. How many illegal immigrants are given taxpayer-funded housing compared to the number of homeless veterans that are sleeping on the street? You don't know because you don't want to know. You don't want to see the numbers. Well, different. I do. And I can share with you, the American people do. Yes, we care about them a little bit more than we care about people who have broken the law to get here illegally. It's a very charitable country. Why don't we take care of our own first?
I'll give you an answer, Lisa McLean, since you're trying to stand up for our veterans, and we appreciate that. They need to keep them fed and keep them ready and healthy so that they can go vote, because they know they're going to lose. The enemy knows they have to have these illegals come in and register to vote. Mike Lee, illegal immigrants being registered to vote across America.
Thank you. We have a couple of sayings that carry significance on Capitol Hill. One of them is, if everything's an emergency, then nothing is. Another one is, if everyone's family, then no one is. That one also has special significance in my state where we have really large families, so it gets a little more complicated there. But the idea is that it does matter to be a citizen. And if you are not a citizen, there are certain things that implies. One citizen, one vote. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how it's always been. That's what federal law currently requires. But when federal law has been interpreted as precluding in many ways, the voter registration officials in the various states from even inquiring into someone's citizenship when addressing voter roll issues, we have a problem. This is a piece of legislation that we should pass right away. It's legislation that really ought to pass unanimously in both houses of Congress very, very quickly. Because the only reason to oppose this that I couldn't think of would be if you're comfortable with or even somehow want non-citizens to vote. And non-citizens, in some cases, to influence the outcome of elections and make them different. Look, we all know that that's a problem. Just think about this for a minute. Nobody knows for sure how many non-citizens live in the United States, so we have to rely on estimates. Estimates are that the number of people who have entered this country unlawfully since Joe Biden became president, somewhere between 10 and 12 million. And there are estimates putting the total number of non-citizens in this country somewhere approaching 30 million. If those estimates are accurate, that would mean that roughly 1 in 11 or 1 in 12 people currently residing in the United States happens to be a non-citizen. This is not an academic exercise, especially when you consider that in some parts of the country, their numbers may be disproportionately represented. There is not a good, legitimate reason to oppose this bill. In fact, there are all kinds of things that would be wrong with this institution if it failed immediately to pass this bill and send it to the president for his signature.
Of course, he's not going to sign it. It's called My Save Act. Doing all they can, supposedly, to rescue our elections. And when we try to get with folks to let them know what's been going on, how this has all been playing out, we encounter issues. Those that don't want to listen. Have they been pre-programmed for all these years to react when you bring up something that they don't agree with or freak out about? Like the Matrix movie, the Mr. Smith effect. Remember Matrix, Mr. Smith has the ability to enter any body at any time. And of course, this often occurs when the Matrix is threatened by Neo. Somebody who has the truth. This scenario is a reflection of our real world. For example, you're down at the coffee shop having a two-hour conversation with a friend and everything is fine until you mention something like vaccines not being safe or effective. Oh, throw in 9/11. Now watch what happens. Up pops Mr. Smith to replace the person you were having a conversation with to attack you because any and all truths threaten the Matrix. The Matrix is programmed into most people in their youth, and because of this Mr. Smith programming, these people become guardians of the Matrix, protectors of the code, police of the mind and control, enforcers of the brainwashing, which holds together our false concept of reality like superglue. Our handlers program most people to be like this, to attack anyone at any time. If another person in the Matrix dares speak the truth and disrupt the code of slave control, these Mr. Smith-like citizens sit there waiting for the people who speak against the Matrix of control, the people who connect the dots, or the people who recognize the patterns in the slave code. Does that make sense? Are you guys dealing with stuff like that? Are you having to interrupt folks' lives? And you just want to throw in just a little truth to help them out, and they freak out over you? You tell them that the illegals are going to vote. No, they're not. Do you tell them that 9/11 was not what they told us? No, it wasn't. You tell them all of the stuff that Obama did. They can't believe it. I just remember when I went into government service after retiring from the Marine Corps first job I landed was in Germany. And I'll never forget the computer screens of the locals, the Germans that worked in the building, the government building. They had Obama on there, and they just loved him and worshipped him. As I went to their landlord, and they were talking about how much they loved Obama. And I said, and I told him at the time, do you guys have any idea what you're talking about? Do you really know who he is? And next thing you know, the landlord invites us over for dinner because, you know, they want to welcome us. And we were sitting at the table, and they said, yeah, we just love your president. What do you think? And I said, uh-oh, here we go. And I said, well, I like to tell the truth. I don't like to lie, and because you guys are landlords, I hope you don't take offense to this, but obviously you probably will. And as I started explaining who he was, what his background was, who he was married to, the wife of the land of the husband kept putting her hand over her heart like she was about to have a heart attack. They were in shock because everything they received, all their information, came from the Communist News Network, Der Spiegel, and some other news networks. They were programmed. They were programmed to believe he was the greatest leader on the earth and that he could do no wrong. And yet he was one of the most evil, demonic. And some people would even say that his name, Barack Hussein Obama, actually is in the scriptures where Jesus says, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. And if you do the literal translation, I saw Satan, Barack Hussein Obama, fall from heaven. Kind of interesting, right? So why would he give his name the name of Satan? That's some good research for you. Why don't you check that one out? Tell me what you think. So speaking of enemies, check out what President Trump says about old RFK Jr.
RFK Jr. is a Democrat plant, a radical left liberal who's been put in place in order to help crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, get reelected. A lot of people think that Junior is a conservative. He's not. He's more liberal than anybody running on the Democrat side. A vote for Junior would essentially be a wasted protest vote that could swing either way, but would only swing against the Democrats if Republicans knew the true story about him. Junior is totally anti-gun, an extreme environmentalist who makes the Green New scammers look very conservative by comparison. A big-time taxer, he wants to tax you. An open-border advocate, he wants those borders to be wide open for more people to come in from prisons and mental institutions. And he's anti-military and he's anti-vet. He's an extreme liberal. He's radical left and radicalized. Also are his family. They'll never allow him to be a Republican. They've said that we will not let him be a Republican. And his chief funder is the VP candidate that nobody ever heard of, except her ex-husband, who's been stripped of a big chunk of his cash. And he knows exactly what she's all about. She's even more liberal than RFK Jr. She puts herself down as a businesswoman or maybe a doctor. And actually, she probably is, because she did a hell of a big number on the husband. That's her business. I guess you could say that she's right, however, because what she's done is given a lot of money to the Democrat causes and the ultra-liberal causes. She's going to be a big hindrance, because when people saw that she was selected, they realized that Junior was indeed a radical left. She's more liberal than Junior by far, not a serious person, and only a pot of cash to help her get her no-chance candidate on the ballot is what got her there in the first place. I lived with RFK Jr. in New York and watched him convince Governor Cuomo to make environmental moves that were outright nasty and really bad for the state. We have the highest energy costs anywhere in the country, and that's because of RFK Jr. He was a disaster. Upstate New York was not allowed to drill or frack as Ohio, Pennsylvania, and others ripped off New York energy. Because of this, prices have skyrocketed all over that part of the country, and frankly, it's affected New England, it's affected everybody. But all of this was the policy of RFK Jr. He doesn't want any drilling whatsoever. He doesn't want anything. He wants everything to come to a halt, and you'd find that out. But the fact is, he is a radical left person. So Republicans, get it out of your mind that you're going to vote for this guy because he's conservative. He's not. And by the way, he said the other night that vaccines are fine. He said it on a show, a television show, that vaccines are fine. He's all for them. And that's what he said. And for those of you that want to vote because you think he's an anti-vaxxer, he's not really an anti-vaxxer. That's only his political moment. He said it the other night. He's okay with the vaccine. Their energy costs are the highest in the United States, in New York State and New England, because of this guy, with the exception of California and Gavin Newsom, who's the worst governor in the state's history and one of the worst governors in the history of our country. I'd even take Biden over Junior because our country would last about a year or two longer than it would with Junior. It would collapse almost immediately. And his family, a radical left, a crazy left, a bunch of lunatics, would take over and our country will die very quickly. So RFK's views on vaccines are fake, as is everything else about his candidacy. He is not a Republican, so don't think you're going to vote for him and feel good. He's a radical left Democrat. Let the Democrats have RFK Jr. They deserve him.
Mm-hmm. So very interesting. Did you guys catch that? He had to bring up the fact that RFK Jr. does not actually supports the vaccines. So by President Trump stating this, then that would mean that he's against, that President Trump is actually against the vaccines, since he's saying that RFK Jr. is for the vaccines. Interesting, because a lot of people like to debate and say President Trump is a supporter of them, and that he's put out words saying so. So it brings a lot of confusion for people. And I brought this up before, and I'm not going to get into it in detail again today, other than to say, watch the words that are coming out of President Trump's mouth and link it all together with what we're seeing happening day after day, and you'll realize how this is all playing out. He brought up Cuomo today, too. And Cuomo, we're going to go to a couple of Cuomos today and how they're making kind of reversing on their forcing of the jabs, and then they're putting the blame back on you for taking them. Yeah, they're trying to escape. And our hope is that they will be held accountable for what they've done. We're at andweknow.com. You can go to that website, folks, andweknow.com. At any time, you'll find truth, hope, faith, and freedom, everything you need. You can submit information, send your photos to us, find all of our social media accounts and more at andweknow.com. And also shop.andweknow.com is where you find all of our gear. We have a sale right now. Take 15% off the entire store to celebrate moms all around. Moms deserve it. Use code MOMDAY24. That's 15% for the entire store and 20% off all long sleeves tees. We're making room for new summer items, so use code SPRING20 for that. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Tell you something else that's going to get you a lot of hits. I am taking a what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin. The real question is why. Everyone's going to say Joe Rogan was right. No, Joe Rogan was saying, yeah, he was right. But that's not what matters. What matters is the entire clinical community knew that ivermectin couldn't hurt you. They knew it, Patrick. I know they knew it. How do I know? Because now I'm doing nothing but talking to these clinicians who at the time were overwhelmed by COVID, and they weren't saying anything. Not that they were hiding anything, but it's cheap. It's not owned by anybody, and it's used as an antimicrobial, antiviral in all of these different ways, and has been for a long time.
For malaria for over almost 20 years.
Yeah. So, and my doctor, who is now my doctor, was using it during COVID on her family and on patients, and it was working for them. So they were wrong to play scared on that.
So
didn't know that at the time. Know it now. Admit it now. Reporting on it now.
So the CNN left Chris Cuomo admits he's taken ivermectin. also stated his doctor was using ivermectin to treat her patients during COVID. It was working. Joe Rogan was right.
I'll tell you something.
What a 24 hours. First, AstraZeneca admits that they're causing blood clots. Now ivermectin. It's now the time every clown that demonized and politicized ivermectin to get down on their knees and seek forgiveness for their ignorance and stupidity. And to apologize. Apologize to families that lost relatives that were denied access to ivermectin. Let's go back in time and remember what they did to us.
President Trump wrote on Twitter, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." Don't let it dominate your life?
In terms of responding to a comment like that, it's gross.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I can't come in, Mom. It's because of this flu thing.
We won't be free of this pandemic until we listen to the acknowledged truth. Listen to the scientists.
Science is truth.
You know, science is truth.
What is the impact to public health when people are openly questioning the science?
Now is the time to do what you're told.
By not hearing the truth, by not listening to the scientists, they are prolonging how bad the economy will be.
But when I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I instantly think you are a threat, or you are selfish, or you are a COVID denier, and you definitely haven't been vaccinated.
You don't wear a mask, get them in the house.
What does this have? Are you vaccinated?
I am triple vaccinated.
So why are you wearing a mask?
Seek out the scientists and listen to their advice.
Listen to scientists.
Listen to the scientists.
Trust the experts.
We're going to trust science. We're going to trust the experts.
Parents who say, well, I need to do my own research, makes you think of that cartoon I saw of the tombstone that said, I did my own research.
Republicans have given their voters license to believe whatever they want to believe.
Heard somebody saying, listen to the scientists. Do that.
Let's listen to the scientists.
That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. Doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences. Renee, what are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness. Come on!
Tase somebody over a mask. Tasing this lady over not wearing a damn mask.
If some jerk exposed my mother to COVID because they didn't want to wear a mask, I would want to kill them.
We can watch the experts, but we shouldn't be listening to Trump, a non-medical professional.
Well, the answer is listen to Bill Gates. Bill's right about a lot of things, and he's a steep learning curve in global health.
And we're really seeing just how important it is to follow science.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we need to listen to scientists.
The idea that people are questioning the science behind the vaccine.
The science checks out. Even if you don't believe in the science, you think you're tough enough and you're healthy enough and you're young enough. The scientists were right all along. Eventually, the science catches up with you.
Are we doing more harm than good by questioning the science behind J&J?
Trust that vaccine.
Trust the experts. Mm.
Listen to the medical experts.
Trust the experts.
If you don't understand the science, you don't know what you're fighting.
Just let the experts speak.
So maybe you should just shut up right now.
You don't want to take advice from your golf buddy or from your aunt. You want to listen to the scientists.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
You see the ultimate effects of what happens when you don't listen to the scientists.
This isn't about being scared. This is about scaring us straight.
Science, science, and science.
They all worship their God, science, and they refuse to go to the Almighty Father who held the truth, gave us the peace that we needed at the time because a lot of folks were being deceived. So you saw Cuomo. Here's the other Cuomo. Check out what he's doing lately.
I believe if government were to now say, we just made a finding that there's a new virus and everyone should do X, Y, and Z, the amount of compliance with X, Y, and Z would be much, much lower than it was at the beginning of COVID because people do not trust the government, especially on this issue, the way they did at the beginning.
And that would be a complicating factor, right? When you have people who just don't listen, because government had no capacity to enforce any of this. You must wear a mask. And people wore masks in New York. But if they said, I'm not wearing a mask, there was nothing I could do about it. You must close your private business. I won't. Well, there was nothing I could really do about it. It was really all voluntary, and it was extraordinary when you think about it.
How about this liar, huh? This one that said that they couldn't do anything. They didn't have to listen, right? Paul Cabal official channel, it's in your face. They will deny all accountability, saying it was you that complied. And that's true. But he also gives the solution to everything. Just say no. That is power to the people, and now they even tell you themselves. Just an amazing shift that's happening lately with all this mess. And of course, they brought up Bill Gates, the scientist, right? This guy who has billions of dollars. Let's go back and have a reminder of what he told everyone openly about depopulating the Earth.
What would you like to see as your legacy in 10, 15 years?
I set very ambitious goals because I'm quite optimistic. If you look at, say, the 20 diseases that our global health program goes after, I'd hope that within 15 years, over half of those, we could have had a very dramatic impact. Some of them will prove to be harder than others. For example, AIDS, we will have made an improvement, but not the dramatic improvement, probably in that time frame. Malaria, perhaps, and a number of the other ones, we have things in the pipeline. So, you know, huge change in the mortality rates in developing countries, which then has this effect of reducing population growth. That's this big benefit that then makes everything like education and nutrition a lot easier.
A great benefit to have depopulation. Reduce the population growth. That's the big benefit that makes everything like education and nutrition a little easier. Just get rid of everybody. And he worked on it, and he bragged about it and said they're going to bring jabs. And what do? They put the fear in everyone, so they go get the jabs. And, of course, we remind you all the time that folks that took the jab, they're having trouble. A healthy 28-year-old man who died after being wrongly given the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine was told to count yourself lucky when he was given it. An operations controller from Leeds did not understand why he was invited to get the jab early March 2021 as a man in his late 20s who was otherwise healthy, had a blood clot. Count yourself lucky. There he is, gone. We have hundreds of thousands of those pictures and what people have shared and what's happened to them. And then when they go out there and they confront these guys now and tell them, hey, AstraZeneca says blood clots. What do you have to say? Watch the reactions.
AstraZeneca admits COVID vaccine can cause rare side effect. They currently admitted in court for the first time that the COVID jab can cause a deadly blood clotting side effect, Sonia.
Well, I think this is, you know, it's obviously this story is important in terms of understanding the full kind of the full sort of information about vaccines that we had during the pandemic. But as I understand it, it's incredibly rare. We shouldn't allow this to take away from the fact that the COVID vaccines, whether it's AstraZeneca, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, they would have saved countless lives during the pandemic.
We are putting something out into the community to save millions and millions of lives, as we did in the pandemic. There are going to be very, very rare side effects.
Tragedy and heartbreaking for those families that Absolutely. Have lost loved ones through a vaccine that they were being told they had to take.
Yeah, a vaccine that they were told to take. But then we did have alternative ones as well, so like Pfizer and Moderna.
And there's the look. When they realize they're guilty, and now they have to figure out, how are we going to go on the news and explain this away? Oh, I've got an idea. We'll just say it's a very rare side effect. Just rare that blood clots are happening when they're taken. This is very rare. So we have to push that out to everyone that took it so they feel better about themselves and say, oh, since it's rare, it's not going to happen to me. This information warfare that we're up against is tremendous. The fight is happening on so many levels around this earth. One of those, of course, was an MEP, group of MEPs together with the New European Citizens Initiative. They came together in the European Parliament this week to defend their country's respective national sovereignty and to voice their opposition to the World Health Organization's looming pandemic treaty. Laura Boley had a chance to post all of this, and she definitely gave us a lot of videos to share. I'm going to share those in a moment. Here's something else for your health. Folks, how'd you like to have more energy, replace those multivitamins and more? Well, there's something called Bison. That's right. It's the leanest, most nutrient-dense, and cleanest meat source, revered for centuries for its unmatched makeup of minerals, vitamins, and protein. And so you can have this supplement, this revolution in nutritional science. The indigenous people knew how to harness the raw, untapped energy of bison organs, and now you can experience it for yourself. Pure, ethically sourced bison is the most bioavailable form, freeze-dried in a convenient capsule. Bison Trifecta takes the magic of the heart, liver, and kidney and combines them into a powerful blend that can help to elevate your athletic performance, improve digestion, shift your mood, reduce inflammation, increase energy, balance hormones, and improve tissue recovery. So go in that description box below, twc.health/LT. Save an extra 10% off and free shipping at checkout today.
No. We were elected by the people. That's what the treaty says. But we should not forget that we are elected here for the people. We should have the best interests of people in mind, because that is the reason why they elected us here in the European Parliament. All these leaders of the European Parliament, they like to praise themselves every time when they go in a press conference to say that this is the most democratic institution of the European Union. The question to them is really so? Have you told these people in the parliament when you decided to strip their fundamental rights why you have done it? You see, we have all these treaties, as my colleague said, that no medical treatment should be imposed on you unless you decide about it freely and under informed consent. Now, clearly what they do right now to condition the access in the parliament to have this green certificate is violating this freedom of people to choose what do they want to be vaccinated with or tested with. But there's the other aspect. And the question that I address not only to you in the parliament, but to every European citizen, to ask your own government. Were you properly informed about what is going on? Because we had a lot of debates at the beginning of this year in the parliament where we demanded full access to the contracts signed between these companies that produce the vaccines and the European Union. And I quote from an article in Euroactive who says the following, you know, it's an article from January 22nd, 2021, that says the following. The contract signed between pharmaceutical company and the European Commission in November of 2020 was made available to MEPS on Tuesday in a redacted format.
So he's going after them and let them know the game is over and they're going to fight to the bitter end, this Christian terrorist.
See, if you look what happened in China, when they implemented the, and this is the reason why we call this the Chinification of Europe. Right. But you cannot do it overnight. Because if they would just do it, you know, as of tomorrow, everybody will have a credit score system like in China, then the whole Europe will be in the street.
So it's a slow movement.
It's a slow, not only that, but they do it, you know, in segments. So besides this green certificate, this created the system So the system itself, the technology and the hardware behind the system is created over there to create the framework for such a system. This was the first step. The second step is the wallet ID, the European wallet ID, and the EID. I'm the main rapporteur on the EID in the Libe committee. And it's kind of following the same path as in China. So what they want to do, they want to designate an alphanumerical string, as they call it, to every EU citizen that will stay with you for your entire life, and that will be your unique ID. So when you will log in online, when you will log in into your bank account, when you go somewhere, you will have that ID with you. So that's the second thing. Then you have the so-called wallet ID, where all of your passports, all of your bank accounts, all of your credit cards will be in one place and will be connected with this EID. Then you have the issue of, they talk about now about fighting climate change, for example.
Yes.
And they came up with this figures that by 2030, they want to reduce the carbon footprint by 55% or so. And the only way to do that is to rationalize everything that we do and everything we consume. So you will see slowly in many Western European countries right now, when you go and you buy them, it will tell you the carbon footprint of that food, for example. So why do you think that is done? Because next time when you go with this EID that I'm working on, I'm totally opposing it, I will put everything in writing. I don't know if we have yet a majority to stop this in the parliament, but at least I will do my job, and you're the first media outlet to tell you this. I will do my job to document everything.
Document it all. Make sure that we all know. 7 European countries plus international speakers united against the unelected bureaucracy.
Actually, people all across the world are hungry, are thirsty for freedom. They want their own officials to be accountable and to respond in front of the public. So the alternative that was presented to us with this pandemic, this was the best opportunity for some elite that are not elected by anybody, who are not accountable to anybody, to pretty much hijack day by day, month by month, year by year, more and more of our rights, more and more of our assets, because we see that happening right now in many countries. You saw what happened in Canada, for example, when the truckers protested against Trudeau. He ordered that their bank accounts be blocked. And that happened. And at that point, we did not even have, they did not even have in Canada, the digital currency. Imagine what will happen when on your phone you will have the digital wallet, the digital currency, the digital vaccination certificate. So we saw what happened. And now just imagine in your worst case scenario what will happen if we allow the WHO to have so much power over our states, over our governments, our elected officials, and even over our judiciary. Because over the years, over the centuries, I would say, when the modern state was developed, we had the so-called separation of power in the state. You had what we have, the executive power, legislative power, and the judicial power. And the reason why the power was split among three different powers in the state was that the individual rights of every person be protected, be safeguarded. So in case the executive power or the legislative power is abusing your rights, you can go in front of the judicial power or the constitutional court to challenge a law or to challenge an administrative decision. Now imagine what would happen if all of this decisional power would be passed over to WHO.
Mm.
Can they stay in court?
Oh, wow.
Can the head of WHO justify his decision, for example, to proclaim a pandemic?
That's right. They can take control of all countries at one time and declare a fake pandemic, force everyone to take a central digital currency. And before you know it, they have control of the entire earth, what we eat, how we move, how we spend our money, and more. So we have a chance to hear from Dr. Elliott again this Sunday. Too much debt, borrowing, interest rates, We're beyond a breaking point. No way for economic soft landing. We go through all of this, and he shares the truth on what's happening and also what we can do to mitigate these issues in our lives personally. I mean, we even got into the yen rate, how I was like shocked what Japan actually has with their yen rate changes and the way that, it's happening now, how that has such a huge impact for all of us. And so here's a clip from that, and you can actually go talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott if you want just by clicking the link below.
Jobs always follow manufacturing. So people are buying, and they've kept rates artificially low, even though they shouldn't. Technically, with the currency that weak, they should have raised rates. But there's been intervention by the Bank of Japan forever, keeping rates artificially low, like less than 1% for eons, right? So people that are doing business borrowing in Japan, they absolutely love it. But here's the problem. Throughout history, when a country's debt to GDP ratio surpasses 100, meaning they have more debt than they have gross domestic product, ultimately that country ceases to exist economically.
And from what I heard, they're at 350. And I tell you, the repercussions are heavy. So, and we know .com/gold. If you want to reach out to them, you can talk to them yourself. It's amazing. And so when it comes to money in our system and all that, I want you guys to just kind of catch a glimpse of what they've done to us and the lies and how they put us into basically slavery day in, day out. Before we come to a close, I wanted to show you this.
Let me explain to you how the system works. So the first thing is they want us to be in jobs, J-O-Bs, because there they can transduce our most valuable resource, which is our time on the planet, our effort, but our time on the planet. They can take that non-renewable resource, by the way, and transduce it into a debt instrument. Federal Reserve notes, things worth, they're not actually worth nothing. They're actually debt instruments. They're IOUs. And the rate of exchange for our time is so low, such that they can make a great deal of profit off of leveraging our time so that the companies make money and we make very little for what our time is really worth. Then do they pay you your full measure? No, they take half of it out as withholding on taxes that are unconstitutionally levied against us to take away even more of that labor transduced into worthless units, only to return it over a year later after inflation has made it even less valuable. Then we spend what's left and have to pay an additional sales tax, 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%. And one of my favorites is that even before we get those dollars, they take our money and put it aside for a retire in an IRA or a 401k. And we think that someday in the future, the IRS will honor its word and that we'll get that money back without tax. And the IRS has stated plainly that they'll change those rules on a whim, even though they said they can't be changed. Even if they did honor their word, by the time you get it back, it won't have even made up the value that inflation was degrading it in the first place, and you've lost money. You might as well have just taken the tax hit. And then the pièce de résistance is that media cons us into thinking that we can have the riches of avarice by putting what's left of our money after all the expenses and taxes into a market that is designed to take our money and recycle it. And the best part about that is that we can't really deduct those losses more than $3,000 a year, and we will take up to 40% tax hit on the capital gains. Oh yes, and the more money you make, the more it's taxed. Does this seem like a fair system to you?
So how many of you have heard this for the first time, or you've heard this many times, but you realize the entire system that they set up is all against the way our Heavenly Father put it all together? Can you imagine a world where you wake up, walk outside, you're growing your own food, walk over to your neighbors, they need help with something, you provide some resources, some support, you all come together and realize, you know what? Looks like so-and-so lost their chickens to the fox today, so I'm going to bring over some eggs so they have some eggs to eat. I'm going to have a cup of coffee with them that my friend brought over to me. And all day you get a chance to share the word of God, talk about life, study together, and enjoy the earth that our Heavenly Father put together for us. That's not what they've set up. They set it all up to take control of all of us, day in and day out. I saw this post, by the way, from Donald Trump Jr., "Whatever Happens Next, Do Not Comply." It comes from a movie. Very interesting that he dropped this, because that movie was directed by Herschel Weingrod. And so this Falling Down movie directed by Herschel Weingrod, well, Herschel Weingrod was just caught, producer, I believe, caught with a 15-year-old girl. He's written movies such as Space Jam, 1996, Kindergarten Cop, Twins, etc. Produced by Herschel Weingrod, the Michael Douglas film. So Donald Trump Jr. was pointing this out, "Whatever Happens Next, Do Not Comply." And the next thing you know, Falling Down, Herschel Weingrod is caught. And you realize all of the things that we're up against day in and day out with these satanic beings, these evil ones. They want control over all of our children, all of our money, all of our freedoms, our food. They want us destroyed, depopulated, and more. And we've woken up to it, and it's time for us to stand up. And I've got some more interviews that I've done that will be releasing in the next week about our elections, about grooming, and more. I hope you tune into those. But in the meantime, I wanted you to leave you with this, something from God's creation that just is wonderful to me. I love finding video clips like this. Just kind of remind us how our Heavenly Father put things so perfectly together on this earth to remind us about our own lives.
The only bird that dares to peck an eagle is the crow. The crow sits on the eagle's back and bites its neck. The eagle does not attempt to shake it off or fight it. It doesn't spend its time or energy on the small nuisance. Instead, it just opens its wings and begins to rise higher into the sky. The higher the flight, the harder it is for the crow to breathe and hold on, until it eventually falls off due to a lack of oxygen. Learn from the eagle, and don't spend your time fighting crows. Just keep ascending. They may be along for the ride in the beginning, but they'll soon fall off. Do not allow yourself to succumb to these petty distractions. Keep your focus on the things above, and keep rising.
How about that, huh? I just love it. Amazing, just more and more proof. Just like in Romans, it tells us that very creation will show that man is without excuse when it comes to saying that they didn't know our Heavenly Father. And it kind of reminds me, I believe, of Isaiah 40:31. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. See that? They're attacking you. Just float as high as you can. They wear out. They wear themselves out. They shall run and not be weary. That would be those that mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not faint.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Watch over us. Guide us and direct us for each and every day that we wake up and learn more about you from your amazing word, your love letter to us. How blessed we are. How strengthened we are by you day in and day out, protected by you. It is so amazing, and we just want to give you thanks. Once again, we thank you for the opportunity to have these resources and to have so many people placing information out throughout this internet so that we can gather it, place it out for folks to see what the enemy's been up to and how we can fight back. And we know that we continue to go to you and ask boldly before your throne for continued support, protection, and we just ask, Heavenly Father, you give us the ability to speak to those boldly. Give us the words to say at that moment that they need peace, or those that want to fight and against us, that we would just be overwhelmed by with joy, knowing that when we're persecuted, we're blessed. Help us to make it to the end of all of this in a wonderful way. May we see all the countries watch these evil folks fall. And we hope that it's all done and we are able to praise you and give you the glory for what you've done. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your time, for your prayers, and for I hope you have a great weekend. And again, just want to remind you, we've got some other interviews coming out, and I'll be releasing one tomorrow about a meat product. We've been looking for something for a long time, spent several months going through this, and you know that they're trying to mess up our food. You know that they're injecting all types of chemicals into our meat products. And we finally were able to find someone who just is providing great resources. And I've showed her before, but I just wanted you guys to hear her heart and hear what she has to say. So tune in to that one tomorrow, if you will. Okay? So for now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.